Mic check 1 2 1 2. And we back. It is Friday, March 26, 2021. Sanae Season 5, Episode 12. I had to double check. But man, it's been a great week overall. Just got back from San Diego. I had to take my girl out for her birthday. And I ate a lot of good food. Went to the San Diego Zoo. I ain't been to the zoo in a minute. Got some dope ass massages. Ate some good ass food. Went to Crushed. If you've never been to Crushed in San Diego, or if you haven't been to Crushed in San Diego, check it out. A real good brunch spot. They had mimosa flights. That's like always a win for me. Mimosa flights. And I tried 6 different flavors. I think one was lavender, one was cucumber lime, one was watermelon, and then I forgot the other 3, but they was all good. Well worth it. Like I said, check out Crushed in San Diego. Real good, nice brunch spot. Mad chill. If you follow me on IG at Brother X, you've seen from the stories, as well as you can go back and look in my highlights, and you'll see the place that I'm talking about. Like I said, it's called Crushed in San Diego, one of my favorite spots. Just the first time being there. Overall, the atmosphere was real good. Love the food, love the people, love the waitress. Good drinks, overall, real mixed. And that's just been my week so far. Just been in San Diego, eating at the zoo, massages, exploring the city, and now we back for Friday. So with this episode, I'm gonna hit y'all with the quotes of the day. My first quote is, learn to be grateful for the life you have, even when you're working towards the life you want. And that's true. I've been seeing everybody on vacation mode. I guess it is spring break. And if you ain't spring breaking right now, or if you ain't living the life that you want to live, also be grateful for the life you're living right now, for the blessings in your life, the people in your life, the opportunities that you get on a daily basis versus striving, aspiring, and comparing your life to somebody else's life, and just being grateful. And once you start being grateful for and appreciative of everything in your life, you'll start receiving more blessings, being open and seeing that you have a grateful life and a blessed life overall. But like I said, the quote is, learn to be grateful for the life you have, even when you're working towards the life you want. And my next quote is, forgive. It doesn't erase what they did, but you shouldn't have to do the time. Let go of the resentment. Resentment is big, because I feel like we always hold resentment towards somebody if they like fuck us over, if they do some wrongful doing towards us that we don't know how to forgive. We just hold that resentment in us. But it's like we have to forgive and let go. Instead of being resentful or hateful towards that person or towards them or wishing bad on them, it's like, nah, they did what they did. Erase it. It doesn't erase what they did, but why do you still have to do the time? Why are you holding yourself back from accomplishing what you need to? Because you're letting that resentment hold you back from achieving new levels. So don't let that resentment. Forgive. Forgive somebody who's hurt you. Forgive somebody who's broke your heart. Forgive somebody who's fired you from a job. Just be forgetful. And forgive and forget. That's what it comes down to. And you'll live better. That's a part of being grateful too. But on this episode, Sanae, it's Friday, man. I know y'all got maybe a big weekend. I know this weekend is going to be real extra sunny in Cali. So a lot of beach weather. I know y'all going to be out there enjoying the weather, being out and about. Be safe. But on this episode, I'm going to be discussing 20 ways to empower your life, types of toxic people, and what I learned this week. I know I was in San Diego, but I was learning some stuff, reading, as well as just being very observant too. So I'll give y'all a brief break and I'll be right back with Sanae. First topic up for the list is 20 ways to empower your life. Number one, pay yourself first. And paying yourself first consists of a personal finance strategy of increased and consistent savings and investings, but also living frugal. Frugal means living below your means, paying yourself first, getting that budget together to see, like I said, a personal finance strategy of increased and consistent savings and investments. Budget yourself out right now and see how you can pay yourself first and live below your means. Just because your income increases doesn't mean your expenses have to increase. Number two is invest at least 20% of your income. Or it breaks it down like this: 10 to 15% to retirement, 5% to your emergency fund / long-term savings. Number three, one of my favorite ones, is have an emergency fund. Cash savings set aside for unplanned expenses. Number four, put your money to work. Have your money work for you. Create a budget. Pay off your debts. Look into stocks you want to invest to. Invest in what companies you have. Do you have Apple products? Do you use Google a lot? Are you using Sony, Microsoft? What else is out there? Amazon. I know there's a lot of Amazon Prime people out there, Amazon shoppers. Invest into Amazon. Invest into their stocks. Number three on the put your money to work is dividend stocks. Dividend stocks. I love dividend stocks. You just have to do the research, and the return is great if you invest the right amount of money in the dividend stocks. And another one, for example, is annuities. That's how to put your money to work. Number five, pay it forward. When someone does something for you, you pass it on to do something for somebody else. Instead of repaying them the favor of the good gesture they did, pay it forward to somebody else. Number six, visualize your success. Visualizing outcomes that you want to happen can increase your confidence in yourself and your self-confidence. Visualizing how you want to be successful. Visualize yourself how you want your day to go, how you want your month to go, how you want your year to go. Just start visualizing and really just put yourself in that moment. Imagine yourself sitting down. We all at a movie theater. We all been to a movie theater. And what you're watching on the big screen is your visualization of your life and how you want your life to go. So get really in tune with that and start visualizing how you want your life to be. Number seven, meditate daily. Daily meditation reduces anxiety, chronic pain, depression, heart disease, and helps with memory, helps with balance, and just meditating really helps with visualization too. So meditating, it has tremendous benefits. Number eight, always think bigger. So think about doing things that involve a lot of people, a lot of movie, a lot of money, a lot of effort. How can you impact the world versus just impacting yourself? How can you impact the community? How can you impact your family, your heritage? Just looking to think bigger than just yourself. Number nine, create a life plan. A life plan is a roadmap for your life that helps you prioritize what's important to you. Number 10, being grateful. A warm feeling of thankfulness towards the world, towards a specific person or people. Being grateful when you wake up, saying what you're grateful for, three things you're grateful for when you wake up, three things you're grateful for at night when you go to sleep, and just being grateful, creating a gratitude journal as well. Number 11, study the masters. Who's successful in your field? How do they get there? How can you study or get the game that they dropped to get where they're getting to? So study the masters. Number 12, research topics. What interests you? What topics interest you? Google is just a text away, or even ask a Siri something. So research topics for me would be financial literacy, business, traveling, different streams of income, mental health. So research topics that you're interested in. Number 13, find a mentor. Who would you like to be mentored by? If you're like, I want to be mentored by, hypothetically speaking, Grant Cardone, but you can't get to him directly, try to figure out who's in his same field or in that same atmosphere that you can reach out to for mentorship. Maybe mentoring is getting one of their courses. All these big entrepreneurs, big time entrepreneurs, stock investors, real estate investors, everybody has a course that they have now, and that's one of the ways you can get mentorship from them. So yeah, reach out to people. Look on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, email. There's always ways to find out how to get mentored by certain people who you want to be mentored. Number 14, become self-aware. Becoming self-aware, being aware of the different aspects of yourself, including traits, behaviors, and feelings. And the last one, did I miscount this? Hold on, double checking. Yeah, number 15 is always be learning. Read, research, ask Google, look at podcasts, and look at YouTube, look into this, different courses. Always be willing to learn. Be an open book, or have an open mind, and be a sponge to any knowledge that you receive on a daily basis. We all are learning creatures. We all can learn from each other. So get in the habit of always being open to learn. You don't know it all. I'm going to give you a quick run back of some of the ways to empower your life. Number one, pay yourself first. Number two, invest at least 20% of your income. Number three, have an emergency fund. Number four, put your money to work. Number five, pay it forward. Number six, visualize your success. Number seven, meditate daily. Number eight, always think bigger. Number nine, create a life plan. Number 10, be grateful. Number 11, study the masters. Number 12, research topics. Number 13, find a mentor. Number 14, become self-aware. Number 15, always be learning. And I'm going to be right back. I'm going to hit y'all with the next five. I appreciate y'all tuning in to Sana IE. And the last five for ways to empower your life. Number 16 is don't follow the crowd. And these days we all want to follow the crowd and see how can we be just like somebody else, or how can we imitate what they've done. That's why we can't follow the crowd. We've all been created differently for a reason. So it's like following the crowd with any aspect. Learn how to be different. Think outside the box. Number 17 is show what you value. What are your values in life? What do you value? Write those down. And those values, see how you can incorporate them on a daily basis, as well as showing them and letting people know this is what you value, and this is what you believe in. Number 18, whatever you're doing, build an audience. Figure out how to build an audience to empower your life. Build your community around you. Build that audience up. So whatever your brand is, whatever your platform is, you have that audience to reach out to give out samples, to help you and uplift the brand. And it's like, that's kind of like your street team in a way. Number 19, master the social game. You've been an introvert all your life. Trust me, I've been introverted for 20 plus years, but I've learned to break out that shell and really learn how to communicate, be socialize with people, and really discuss and talk to them more, and learn how to have a hold in conversation, to have a conversation with people. One of the books I recommend on that is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's a great book and teaches everything about the social game. And last up for ways to empower your life, number 20, learn how to influence people. How can you influence the people around you? How can you influence family members? How can you influence your friends? Learn how to influence people around you. And that's all. That is the ways to empower your life. I'll give you a quick rundown again. Number one, pay yourself first. Number two, invest at least 20% of your income. Number three, have an emergency fund. Number four, put your money to work. Number five, pay it forward. Number six, visualize your success. Number seven, meditate daily. Number eight, always think bigger. Number nine, create a life plan. Number 10, be grateful. Number 11, study the masters. Number 12, research topics. Number 13, find a mentor. Number 14, become self-aware. Number 15, always be learning. Number 16, don't follow the crowd. Number 17, show what you value. Number 18, build an audience. Number 19, master the social game. And number 20, learn how to influence people. And that is the ways to empower your life, man. If you know some different ways too, or if you want to add on to this list, let me know. Hit me up at sanae.com. Hit us up on the email list, sanaepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on any social media platform at sanaepodcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or leave a review on the website. I greatly appreciate it. That y'all been rocking me since forever now. Love and appreciate y'all. And we're going to flip on to the next topic, which is different types of toxic people. Do y'all have toxic people in your life? Have you ever been talking to someone who keeps interrupting you? Oh man, let me revise that sentence. Have you ever been trying to talk to someone who won't let you get a word in? Well, these type of people are called conversational narcissists, and they love to talk about themselves or just hear themselves talk. They don't ask any questions, they don't wait for your responses, and they won't shut up. In a relationship, these people will end up being completely self-centered and will never be attentive to your needs. And excuse me, that's one type of toxic people. And I have four different types. The next one would be fibbers. We've all had different type of fibbers in our life. I had a lot of liars in my life before I learned human lie detection. Liars, fibbers, exaggerators. It's exhausting to have a toxic deceiver in your life, whether they tell little falsehoods or major lies. It's impossible to trust a liar in a relationship. Dishonesty drains us because we're constantly doubting their words. If your intuition is ringing alarm bells, then watch out and get out before you lie to. These are just two types of toxic people. I've had conversational narcissists in my life, and I had to get them out. And it's like they love to talk about themselves. It's all about I. But it's not about that. And those people that you know, you're probably thinking about, like, who's a conversational narcissist in my life right now? And you're like, oh, so-and-so is. I can never get a word off. It's always about them. They're always interrupting me when I'm talking about my problems or my issues or what I'm dealing with or my days. So the conversational narcissist lets you know who they are. And what about the fibber? I'm pretty sure we had fibbers in our lives, liars, dishonest people, exaggerators. And you're probably thinking now, like, oh, that's fucking Craig from up the street. But yeah, we all have fibbers in our life. And it's just like, we don't need these two type of toxic people in our life. Let me tell you about the third one. The straitjacket. The straitjacket is someone who wants to control everything and everyone around them. They want to be in charge of what you do, what you say, and even what you think. You know the person I'm talking about. They freak you out when you disagree with them and won't stop trying to convince you that they are always right and you should do what they say. The straitjacket. I'm pretty sure we all have people like that in our lives as well, or had that person in our lives. And you're like, nah, I gotta get this person out of my life because they're draining my energy. All they want to do is control everything around me, control everything I do, and like they're so controlling. It's really a distraction. It's really holding me down or holding me back from getting where I need to be, instead of them letting me be free. The straitjacket, that's a toxic person. The next one, the emotional moocher. An emotional moocher is also known as a spiritual vampire because they tend to suck the positivity out of you and bleed you emotionally dry. These are the people who always have something sad, negative, or pessimistic to say. In conversations or relationships, they can never see the positive and tend to bring everyone down with them. If you're with someone and they only have bad things to say whenever you see them, watch out. It might not get better. That emotional meter. I've had like these last four types of toxic people in my life, and I had to really distance myself from them. And the last one is the JJ. Y'all like the JJ? What is the JJ? A JJ is a jealous, judgmental person. And I can spot a JJ from a mile away. And I wanted to show you how you can as well. Jealous people are incredibly toxic because they have so much self-hate and they can't be happy for anyone around them. And typically, their jealousy comes out as judgment, criticism, or gossip. And if you have any of these type of toxic people in your life, let me know. Holla at me on the podcast, on the website, as well as any social media platform. Let me know. Email me, too, just to tell me the different types of toxic people you've been around. Like I said, the five types that I found are conversational narcissist, then the fibber, and then the straitjacket, the emotional moocher, and the JJ. And those are just some types of toxic people. I know we all had those type in our lives. I want to hear your story. What type of toxic people have you encountered throughout your journey, or are you encountering right now? Hit me up at Sign IE Podcast on any social media platform. I'll be right back. Recap. Damn, it's kind of low. Let me turn up the volume one time. Man, I know I was going to hit y'all with what I learned this week, but I feel like the ways to empower your life and types of toxic people are the things I learned this week. And I'm like, man, this has been a blur this week. And I'm like, I'm grateful it's Friday. Ready for the weekend and ready for this next episode, ready for Monday's episode. But I had to get the Friday's episode out for y'all. I think from here going forward, on Friday's episodes will drop at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. But yeah, so back to today's show, the recap. My two quotes. My first quote was, learn to be grateful for the life you have, even when you're working towards the life you want. And that's big too, because we all aspire or want to be more than we are right now. So it's all about being grateful for what you have. J. Cole has a perfect song, Love Yours. It's about loving everything and every aspect of your life and being grateful for everything that you have. And that's still working towards whatever you want. Just being grateful for everything that's around you. Number two, forgive. It doesn't erase what they did, but why should you have to do the time? Let go of resentment. Then I hit y'all with the 20 ways to empower your life. First topic. And the 20 are, number one, pay yourself first. Number two, invest at least 20% of your income. Number three, have an emergency fund. Number four, put your money to work. Number five, pay it forward. Number six, visualize your success. Number seven, meditate daily. Number eight, always think bigger. Number nine, create a life plan. Number 10, be grateful. Number 11, study the masters. Number 12, research topics. Number 13, find a mentor. Number 14, become self-aware. Number 5, number 15, always be learning. Number 16, don't follow the crowd. Number 17, show what you value. Number 18, build an audience. Number 19, master the social game. Number 20, learn how to influence. And then we jump to different types of toxic people. We started with the conversational narcissist. Then we went to the fibber. Then the emotional moocher, the straitjacket, and the JJ. And those are different types of toxic people that we all have in our lives that we just need to be on the lookout for and be aware of. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Every day we have plenty of opportunities to get angry, stressed, or offended. But what are you doing when you indulge these negative emotions is giving something outside yourself power over your happiness. You can choose to not let the little things upset you. Have a great weekend.